Hey everybody, welcome to Tripod. It's your host, Adrian, once again. And today we have, going in order, alphabetical order on Discord, Babs.
Hello.
Do I all right, Christian.
Myself?
He doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's right. You guys have never been on. So what we do normally is introduce ourselves in alphabetical order according to the call.
Okay.
So after I introduce myself, you can introduce yourself, Babs. Since we've already kind of run through that, go ahead and introduce yourself.
So I'm Babs. I'm from Belgium. I study sound engineering and I make music.
Awesome. Great. Christian.
I'm Christian. I'm from the UK. I study music technology, which is the superior version. I'm blue and I also make music.
That's a lie.
Okay, we'll get into semantics later, Nicole. And of course, returning, we have.
You already know who it is.
All right.
They probably don't.
Danny Boy. He's been on several calls. I think he's okay.
You know
I keep saying that, but you've only been on one, haven't you?
Yeah, well, this is like my second one, I think.
Oh, yeah, my turn. Hi, I'm Wallace, aka All Systems Online. I make music, and I'm really, really struggling right now to unscrew a thing, change out the coils in my fucking vape. Annoying.
Oh, sad.
Forget it, you vape.
I was gonna do this all stream, but it's not working, and I'm not happy about it.
I totally jumped the gun today. I just realized that Cell's not here, and Cell was gonna make an announcement. So,
Christian, you jumped big time.
I have screwed up. If he shows up in the next like 5 minutes while I'm doing the triples section, then he can jump on. If he doesn't, then we'll see if he shows up for the end of the call and he can do his announcement then. If neither of those things happens, well, he's not going to make his announcement on Tripod.
Yes.
He'll just have to make it to Discord.
Yeah, like all the other plebs here.
All
looking at you, Danny.
That's rude.
Anyways, I guess moving on to our first section, the what's going on with Tripulse section. Anybody have any news to share? Anything coming out in a little bit? You know, I know we've got a couple people here who've got some new stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So, well, whoever wants to go first,
I will. I will take the lead on this one. I've got some music coming out hopefully soon through the Rebellion. I need to get in contact with, Ricky about the art and the release date and kind of just talk to him generally about it. But I have a song finished and I'm very excited about it because, so they end up, what I found out when I joined their Discord was they just kind of know the Blacklight Audio guys. And anyone who knows or remembers, I kind of want to get on Blacklight Audio eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And the song I submitted to them, I guess Surge heard it and commented on it. And that was cool. So I'm hoping I just need to get in contact. There's no, like, release date yet, but basically, that's kind of the plan right now, and it's looking good. Like, this song is one of the songs I shared from the EP that I wanted to release.
Right.
And it got, like, a lot of criticism.
Because, that was the one with all that fucking feedback.
Yeah, no, that was all that feedback that I asked for, so. But I did some things to it. And eventually just kind of was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to send it to the Rebellion instead and get something out there because I don't put things out enough. After listening to the mastered version on not just my headphones, but like a bunch of other systems, I'm like actually confident enough in this song to just go ahead and send it like out to promoters for the first time in years.
Awesome, dude.
Like,
awesome.
I never send anything to promoters, mainly because I've been too lazy, but also kind of not that, like, confident in my music as of late, partially because I've gone through such a big quality spike that kind of hard to find confidence in something when you've already outdone yourself on a new song. But I'm just like, you know what? We're going to do it. Yep. So once things get out there, fucking
that's pretty
pod
nice.
Chant, boys.
Can I, as a plebeian, know what Blacklight Audio is? Like, any artist's
name? It's a label.
I don't know.
It's not a very big label compared to, Never Say Die or Disciple, but it's like...
Compare to Refracted or which one?
I'm posting in text voice.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, they're kind of closer to, Warpaint.
Warpaint?
Or Subcarbon, maybe, even.
You're not really big on
dubstep.
This is the side of electronic music that I don't follow at all.
So this is kind of hard.
It's
going to
be hard. Okay, no.
It's only rhythm
bass, basically.
It's dubstep rhythm, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but there's no more dubstep. Like, that's a thing. Dubstep is pretty much dead. I think rhythm just took over, but yeah. That's only me.
No, you're wrong. But anyways... There's definitely
still dubstep.
I will hold back my opinions on rhythm because I have offended a few people.
They're underground. They're underground for sure, but they're big underground, if that's a good way to put it.
Compared to underground, Frequent label is pretty underground as well. Like, compared sizes. It's pretty much the same, right? Well, I don't know the most frequency label. That's where Clock Vice, Vorso, and all the other stuff, Halftime, and newer shit just released on.
See, there's just so many different labels and artists out there that it's hard to find the middle ground between us, I think.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And I think we have pretty different... a view on it, probably. Like, I really don't like rhythm, but I understand why it's actually so much loved and stuff, so...
Basically, if I were to be on Blacklight, that would be a massive step up for me. That would actually be huge.
So,
every time you said basically, in my head, I just immediately said, I'm monkey. It's every single time, and you said it so many times already.
Well, basically, I just kind of don't get that joke, so.
I don't get it either, it's just...
Well, you see, basically, it's nice. I am monkey.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joke, I guess. Danny, I've heard some cool things coming from you lately. I know you don't have anything planned to release, but...
It's like I'm trying to figure out what to do in the future, and I'm still trying to learn how to play guitar. I still only have kind of basic knowledge of it, but
practicing every day.
I try to, but it's mostly just chords and stuff. I need to start focusing on the other things, like scales. But while I'm still doing that stuff, and before I get to a point where I actually think that I'm good enough at it to start using it in my own stuff and making music with it, is that I've been messing with ambient and drone stuff to kind of get myself used to using FL Studio a little more often so that I don't completely just stop, because I've been using it less and less often over the 3 years. I haven't actually released anything since February of 2016. So this kind of keeps me from completely stopping using
Happy
FL Studio altogether.
Anniversary.
Yeah, that's a mess.
I've been doing a bunch of ambient soundscapes and chilled out stuff recently as well, because I'm doing something for a video game.
Oh, that's nice.
Awesome.
That's nice.
Holy. Anything you can actually tell us about, or just
you're doing it's, for a video game?
It's this little thing called Elder Scrolls 6.
No big deal. Like, yeah, no, get rid of Jeremy Todd Soule. We don't need that.
Todd Howard's just working in his basement. No big deal.
Christian's, like, actually trying to, like, he's, like, the sole hope of Bethesda Game Studios. Everything
is falling apart.
Fucking Fallout 76 just completely crashed, so Christian has to carry Bethesda back to glory once again.
Nah, it's like from nobody established. It's someone I found online that's starting up. But like the idea he's got and all the music he wants, you can just tell that if he gets it right and the way he says it is going to be, if he can, because it's had a lot of up and downs, and I think I made like 6 versions of the same song. At some point,
are
I think
you
it was.
Paid? Are you getting paid?
Oh yes, yeah, I am getting paid. It's like a proper thing.
Okay, good. Because I was gonna say,
yeah, that's a lot of work, man.
Gotta get paid.
Yeah, no, guys, chill. Like, he's really chill with it and everything. He pays me. I do the work. It's all good. I don't do my uni work instead. So you know, it has its ups and downs.
Yeah, we got another person in the call that ignores their schoolwork for everything else.
Is that not just everybody that does music?
I don't do music, so I couldn't comment on that.
Is that me specifically you're referring to, EJ?
Oh, I'm definitely not talking about you. I'm talking about Babs over there.
Wait. No. That sounds true?
I thought you were talking about Starixa. I'm not going to lie.
It's come to the extent for me where
I thought you were talking about Sorixa.
I wasn't
meant to be shade, bro.
Any uni projects I have is only ever done the night before it's due. So say I have something due for like midday, say like on a Friday, I will start it at 9 PM on the Thursday. I just walk through the night and do it all in one sitting.
Yeah, but
nothing starts beforehand.
You only do.
No. Like at some point, I had to write a song.
Okay.
It was a sampling project. Okay. No, what? No, I think the craziest one was I had to make a synth and then write up what I'd done to make it, and I did that in like seven, eight hours, and I'm still not recovered.
So you were saying about like being. Like higher like studies thing. I don't know. Wait, what? So I'm audio engineering, but I'm not learning about music. Like I'm learning about movies.
And nice. No, I'm doing music technology.
That's my specification is more about music, in movies, sound design in movies, Foley artists and stuff like that. I'm not about. Music, I'd choose not to be because I thought that that part of myself would just be free on his own.
Are you good?
Mine's like a very general. You know, it covers like everything. So like the next semester we're doing game audio.
Okay.
And I think there's some of that then. Like this, like last or like this year, I've done like his sampling, his how to get in a recording studio and record people. Okay. You have electronics going on. It's pretty much just. If it's music and it's got technology, we're learning about it.
We definitely had like major classes that taught us about like pretty much everything. But I've chosen to be more specific in movies and cinema and stuff like that. But I had to record music last year for a project. I had to sound design an entire movie, which. It's pretty fucking good and very satisfying to see. But yeah, so I just chose my specification because I knew I could do music outside of it. And I'll have friends that do music a lot. So if I need to actually, like, if I actually want to work on it, I have the basics, I guess. But
it's why out of all the music technology courses, I picked the Bachelor of Science rather than a Bachelor of Arts.
Okay, that's right.
Because... No, focus more on the technology side than the actual music. Oh. There's some music things, but 90% of it is technology.
Okay, that's actually pretty neat. But yeah.
Babs, I have a question.
Yes.
If you're doing you're doing movies and shit,
mm-hmm.
and like making sound design and Foley and stuff like that, does that yep. make does that mean you're gonna make fucking transformer noises like Kai?
Hey Bab, since you're doing sound design for like videos and stuff, do you want to make some music for a dude who's going into the wilderness and recording himself camping and finding good spots in?
Wait, who does that?
I feel terrible saying that now.
Is that a Tim
joke? That was a Tim joke.
Oh my god.
who is... I think I might be out of the loop. Who is Tim?
You are absolutely out of the loop. So Wallace and I went to Bass Canyon last year, and we had a third guy with us. His name is Tim. And it's a wild ride. If you want to hear a couple stories about him...
I want to get off Mr. Tim's wild ride.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
If you want to hear the stories, you can go back and listen to the Bass Canyon recap of Tripod. Otherwise, I don't really want to get into it again.
Yeah, it's not fair enough. I will go and go back and listen to that.
I'll get you a link.
A very long podcast, so you know you might want to like skip around and see as well.
I'm a very boring person. I have plenty of time.
Yeah,
I've always been doing uni work, but
more power to you.
Wasn't that podcast like 3 hours long?
Entire podcast is 3 hours long, but it's split into three parts.
Okay.
Kit split it up. So I have the Bass Canyon segment, and I put it in text for voice for whoever wants to listen.
Okay.
Nice. So the only person I haven't heard from here is Babs. Babs, I know you have some music coming out, or you're planning
to? Yes. Well, I'm planning to more than actually... It's not coming out anytime soon for now. it's a pretty big project. I mean, it's a pretty big project. It's a full-length album. I mean, people say album is not the word. It's more like an LP, okay? But it's still like at least 30 minutes of music. So I can... Okay, but basically I have 10 tracks ready for an album. Full-on storylined album. I have the paper ready, so I've written down the story for every track, and I mean for the entire album. The art is being worked, is being done, is probably gonna be like down very soon, and I have video for it. I mean, it's gonna be a 2-minute video for one of the song, and it's pixel art animation. And that's pretty much it. I'm at 10 fucking track right now. There's gonna be 15, but I only need to finish like 3 more because there's 2 instrumentals and 2 with vocals, which is basically bonus track, probably more bonus track as well, but I'm not quite sure yet. I just want to finish the 13 bass tracks first. But yeah,
I get that.
It's a lot of different like style of music mixed up together, from jazz to ambient, going through electro, like electro house music, and like variation of pretty much everything I've done before. I think he still missed like a fucking guitar solo, then I'll be pretty much done with everything I've done before. But yeah, it's a lot of tracks.
And what are you calling the album?
The album is called A Turtle's Adventure. It's pretty simple.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add or announce for Tripod? Or for Triples?
No, I'm a very boring person. I apologize.
I just want to say that Cookie sings very, very well.
Yeah, Cookie took me by surprise the other day when he posted that clip. That was... pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're gonna jump off of the what's going on with Tripulse, and let's move on to what do you guys want to do? You want to do music first? Or you want to do games first?
I don't really care either way.
Should we do games first?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I think games is the last one, just because it seems to definitely be the hot topic among our group, and it splits off into a lot of conversations.
There's definitely a lot more to talk about with games, so...
But, I mean, like, I'm all for what you guys want to do, so...
We could, like, start with music since we actually were speaking of music.
Okay. Right before. So, I'm gonna lightning round some of my stuff about music. I just want to talk about a couple songs and EPs that came out.
Sure.
Let's see. So Space Laces had a new song come out called Phone Tap. Super cool. One of my favorite songs that he's made in a long time. Better than everything that was on the Overdrive EP. Super, super cool. I liked it a lot. Frequent had a song come out called Tension Coil. Mind-blowing kind of like soundscape stuff going on there. Again, really, really cool stuff. Check it out. Redax over on at Odeo Records had a EP come out called Better Come Correct. It's got a good mix of songs in it. I feel like some of the sound design's not as great as a lot of what Odeo has been pushing in the past, but at the same time, it's still a pretty cool album to, or cool EP to listen to. So I do highly recommend that one as well. A band that I've been following for a while called Outline and Color actually released a self-titled album. It's pretty good. It reminds me a lot of the metal that I used to listen to when I was in school. I would recommend it if you're into old school, like A Day to Remember, Bullet for My Valentine, 3 Days Grace kind of rock. I like it a lot. And I had one more. Oh, Ray Volt released his Purpose EP on Never Say Die Records. It's pretty fucking cool. That's all I have to say about that. And you guys, this turn.
I have a few things as well. We had last year, it was like, I haven't read anything, but you guys probably will just look for it anyway. Like, the first off, I'm going to start with Koranson, the new album that went out like December 7th, and I bought the fucking vinyl. It's pretty good. It's pretty, very, very, pretty fucking good. I bought the fucking a vinyl reader for it, which is turntable. I got it. It's very good. I loved it. Killprice also released a new album, which is some kind of following album from the first album we released, which is Galaxy Within Us. Then we had a smaller release from here. I really liked Forge EP, who's in here in December, which is very surprising. I actually never expected.
Spencer. Yeah. His EP was really, really cool.
It was really, really cool. We had a new Ramses B album last month. It is pretty fucking good. I got a bit disappointed because I was hoping for more tracks and different music than what's in it, but I'm still very much loving it overall. I mean, I love Ramses B just by itself, so it's really not much. And I mean, there's someone like that was here. I don't think he actually joined once, but he was in EDMD, and that's how I know him. That's Sarah with Love, which is
a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And he released a new album. I think it's an album. It's a track with Love, which is a pretty very good album of indie music and indie. I don't know how you said, but it's very good. I've listened to it, and it's very very good. I'll recommend like people to actually go and listen to it. Same for Keegan.
So,
music,
from my understanding, with indie, it's called indie because it's independent.
Okay, indie.
So,
okay, that's indie.
Little. I guess I mean, side fact for you guys.
There's a I and a E, so I guess it's either one or the other.
People are weird.
Yeah. Indie, okay.
Please
so
go on. I'm sorry.
It's fine. So I only have like one more album to talk about. It's Keegan Music. It's a guy that I met on Xylent's stream, and it's pretty fucking insane how he grew as a composer, as a like producer. He only started 2 years ago and released an album here that's actually massive because of the current soul sound like Cohen sounds, and like the basses, massive basses, and very neuro orchestral music, and it's pretty good. It's actually pretty massive, and I feel very, very ashamed because my album isn't even ready yet. And there's so much shade now. I'm not sure I want to release it because of how much good shit people are putting out right now. So it's actually pretty scary overall. But
you know what you should do is you should release it anyways.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll probably do it anyway. But so yeah, that's all.
That's the pot calling the kettle black right there.
Yeah.
What? Telling him to release it anyways?
Yeah, you seem to hold on to your music just as much.
You're right.
That's very true as well.
No, I am also guilty of that.
But I'm releasing music anyways. It's not that I even hold on to music that much, or as much. It's just that fucking I don't have a lot of music to put out.
I have like 17 tracks I could put out right now, but I want to keep them right now. So.
Well, ain't you a special boy?
Well, but a lot of that is the album, though, right?
No, it's not.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Okay. For my defense, there's like 13 tracks that should be on the album, but I removed like 3 of them, which is only 10, which means I have like 3 that's just sitting there, and I don't want to put them out because I don't feel good with them right now, and I don't think this is going to be good enough for me to release because I've done better in the past, and I didn't trash them because that's not how I work, but they probably won't be out anytime soon, and if I do put them out, they'll just be I get that
because I have thousands of pictures on my computer that I've never finished, so I understand that.
Yeah. That being said, though, I still need 3 more tracks, and one is in the work, one is barely started, and one is completely not at all there. So it's just, I'm just waiting for the right moment, I guess. But yeah, and the album really is just all that I'm hoping for right now. Maybe I'm putting too much hope in my own music. Also, that would be probably something. But yeah.
So. I guess anybody else have music that's been released recently?
I have a couple of things that I've been listening to.
Okay.
Pegboard Nerds released something like very recently.
Yeah.
Which was Gunslinger, which was originally a bootleg of Sound of the Police. And I heard that when it was first, like I heard it on a recorded when they played their set at EDC in Las Vegas.
I remember that.
And I thought it was great. And it was one of things where I think it was like 6 years since that was a thing. And then they changed it. Like they changed it. Oh, I got someone else to do it. Changed everything. And it's still just as good. There are some parts where I preferred in the original or how it used to be. But that might just be, you know.
Your favorite track?
Just familiarity. I'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that was great. And I was to hear it finally come out. Then released a month ago, it might be a bit longer than you would think, was You and Ellis with UFO, which is just a brilliant track on its own. Like no one knows him, like really. Good mate of mine, but it's sort of done well on Spotify, like for what he is. I think he's managed like 20,000 plays recently.
Uh-huh,
so really happy for him and all that. Because I met him at college. That's how I know him.
Okay.
I taught him the basics of how to do music and how to put a song together. And all of a sudden, he just went, "Okay, I've done that. Bye. I'll take the quality now."
I think you're the first British person that I've ever heard say college instead of university.
That was kind of what I was wondering.
No, here's the thing. I don't mean university. I mean colleges in what comes between high school and university. We have high school, college, then university.
This is fucking... Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's definitely closer than...
British people are weird.
No,
I said British people are...
I'm sorry. The U.S. system is fucking stupid.
Both universities are fucking stupid.
University and college are, like, the same thing here.
No, it's not.
But at least none of us are Japan.
Yeah, that's very true, but that's different.
But that sounds pretty racist to me.
Anime was a mistake.
No, it wasn't.
Anime was a great, great thing.
Yeah,
even
and
people
weeb music
who like
is
anime
even better.
Realized that anime was a mistake.
No.
No, but can I just say, from anime, you have got a couple of banging songs.
Yeah, it's true.
For example, Mob Psycho, the fucking introduction to that. I'm not even going to hide it. I love those songs. Same for JoJo. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Bluebird
Unravel.
From Naruto Shippuden. Sorry, but that's best.
Now, I will say I have Fighting Gold in my good shit Spotify playlist.
Well,
it is legit a great song, and I don't care. And people feel free to judge me for it. I don't care.
I can't argue with that. I've been listening and jamming to fucking weeb anime song all fucking day. So
yeah, you said that earlier. You're like, how do I make weeb music? And I was very surprised.
I'm not hiding. I mean, maybe I am, but I've been jamming to that shit since forever. And I don't know, today it took me a fucking mood for it, and I just went just down the fucking the road, and I've listened to literally every weeb music there's on SoundCloud, and I even went further out. I went to fucking YouTube. I went to Bandcamp. Like, look how fucking desperate I am to find new music. I went on Bandcamp.
No, I will
fucking...
say, Oshama Scramble is a bomb.
Weeb music.
Bandcamp? Are you kidding me, dude? There's a fucking... I found a label that does vinyl, and it's Weeb Music Vinyl. I haven't bought anything. Don't worry. It's fine. My money is fine. But for real, though...
will immediately call him out for spending money.
If it was fucking still available, I would have probably bought one. I'm not gonna lie, right? I don't know. I found... It's called Neon CD Recalls, okay? And I just opened that. I went from like Moe Shop to Moe Collective to Fan Service to, and I don't know. I created this connection between all of these fucking artists.
What was it called? Neon something.
Neon City Records. That's on
Bandcamp. Why does that sound like something Dion Timmer would make?
It does kind of sound like that. It's very different from what Dion Timmer.
What if it's actually made by Dion Timmer?
There's no way, dude. The music.
Honestly, have that. No, all of the branding for his Neon album was actually weeb shit.
It is.
That's true. But I mean, it's you know, when you think about it, like Ghost in the Shell, all those weeb anime or fucking movies, I mean, it's pretty much like retro futuristic shit. So,
yeah,
Neon is big part of it. So, there's no denying
it. This album art is actually kind of fire. Not gonna lie.
Well, yeah,
I'm looking at their releases right now.
Yeah, no, it's so good. And I've been listening to the whole Bandcamp all afternoon. I don't know why. It just took me a mood for it, and I was like, why am I not making this shit? It's so good. It's just so good. Like, when you listen to Moe Shop and like, there's a guy that I think that's from City Lights. I don't recall the name of the album. Shit. I need to buy all of this shit. There's no way I'm not gonna do it. But
rest in peace. All right.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen at some point. I'll just
let's move on from talking about stuff that we've been listening to. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to this year?
There are a couple of things.
Very much yes.
So, like, there are two albums that are actually coming out this month that I am looking forward to. One that I'm like looking forward to in a positive way, and the other one not so much. So, there are two albums. They're both coming out on the 21st this month. The first one is American Football's third self-titled album. I've already talked about this in the last podcast, but they came out with another single last week called Every Wave to Ever Rise. And it's like they're taking a more kind of post-rock direction with this album. There's lots of ambience, there's lots of textures, and I really like the way it sounds. And especially with this new single, there's like a 3-4 polyrhythm in there, so it always sounds like it's offbeat and it never actually resolves. And it's very interesting the way that they're going about everything here. And so I'm looking forward to that one. And then there is an album that La Dispute is coming out with on the same day. And this one's called Panorama. This one I don't think is going to be very good, though, because, like, the music itself isn't bad, but then it's mixed and mastered really poorly from what we've seen that's been, like, published already. Like, at first, you think, oh, it's not so bad, because the vocals will be, like, a little quiet, and then you have everything else. But then more and more elements come in, and it completely drowns everything out. And so the vocals are just, like, so quiet. They're so low in the mix.
So it's bad, bad, not good, mix and master edition.
I mean, a lot of it probably comes from the mix itself, to be honest. Like, there's not much you can do in a master to actually destroy a song like that. It's probably the mix itself being very bad.
Yeah, it usually is the mixing. Because once at the mastering stage, all you can really do is very minor, like just general frequency balancing. Yeah. You can't really say, oh, but like the bass on this one instrument is too loud, so we'll take that down. It's get rid of the bass on everything. Or if something is just too quiet, you can't just say, oh, bring that one element up because you're going to boost everything else.
You know, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but I agree.
Okay, so basically,
I really don't need you to explain it to me, because we've actually done this before. I'm just being meme-y.
I mean, like, talking about this album in particular, the vocals are extremely quiet, and they're being drowned out by all of these other elements, and they all keep gradually coming in, and then it's like, there's no balance here. And yeah, it kind of ruins it for me.
There is a huge difference between being experimental and
just being bad.
Just being bad.
Now, people that say they're experimental are usually just trying to hide facts that they don't know what they're doing.
That's very not true.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm trying to see if I was throwing out the bait.
He's baiting real hard out there.
I mean, this stuff I've done on purpose. And when you think about it, like, if I can take the most, like, the easiest example is Butch Vig mix of Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's very experimental, but it's never, like, it was very on purpose. So, but yeah.
So, yep. Essentially what I'm saying is the third American Football self-titled album looking to be a thumbs up, the new La Dispute album looking to be a thumbs down from me. But I won't know until they both actually come out on the 21st.
That's pretty
interesting.
Nice. I have literally nothing to look out for right now. Probably only my own album, but that's very far stretched.
I know of an EP that's coming out soon from someone that I know that hasn't been announced yet, but will be soon.
Is that from Expense? Or?
Yes, that's how I know.
Is it Hans Zimmer?
No, actually, what I will say is from Expense. There are a few EPs coming out from Expense. I will say that. I won't say who it's from, but all of them are stacked as hell.
I like Expanse recently. I think they've done some pretty cool releases lately.
Yeah. Then it's just getting better and better. I hope, at least. Or from what I've heard, it is.
I'm more excited about movie releases right now, but that's not the point. So
I'll tell you what I'm excited for right now. I'll go for it.
I don't look out for music too much, which is weird, but I really don't, except for very few artists. But.
I generally agree with that. Every once in a while, I'll load up SoundCloud and I'll play my newsfeed, which is atrocious right now because it's Repost City. But I'll just do that, and then of course I'll look up labels and artists that I try to follow up with, and it's kind of hard to keep up with how much music comes out every day and every week. So I understand that. I'll tell you what I am kind of like looking forward to and excited for is a lot of people in like the dubstep kind of genre, like Wooly, Uber, Boomer. I think Dion said that he was looking at it as well. A lot of the guys are not really getting bored with dubstep, but they're experimenting a lot more with different genres like house and trance. And I'm really excited to see what producers who are so heavily involved with genre will do with these different genres. And I like seeing people, for lack of a better term, experiment and be experimental with their music. But I want to talk about somebody who I'm super, super excited for having an album come out this year, and that's Crywolf. Crywolf's got a new album coming out this year, and it's going to be so good. He got his laptop back from Brazil. Some crazy fucking story about an undercover cop having to save his life or some shit. It was super crazy. But that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to talk too much because I know all of you guys have stuff to talk about as well.
Wait, I was just
what happened
to
Crywolf? I'm very confused now.
So his rental car, this was years ago, his rental car when he was in Brazil was broken into, and they stole the laptop.
Oh, okay.
And then he went to the police, and then there was this whole thing where like there was an undercover cop who was looking for really not specifically his bag, but like drug dealers and stuff like that. And because of the way that Jonah is, did I get his name wrong? I don't remember now. Because of the way he is, he was kind of like trying to look for it himself, and he ended up getting in trouble, and the undercover cop basically helped him get out of it and get his laptop back, and he got back to the States safely, and yeah, all kinds of crazy stuff happened with that. But this was like 2016, I think. Maybe 2018. It was sometime either before or after Cataclysm came out.
Okay. Okay, okay.
So, Wallace, you were saying something.
Yeah, I kept getting interrupted like multiple times, but it's fine.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was going to say, Dion Timmer said on Twitter,
apparently.
I want
to talk about...
Damn it, I was going to do that.
Come on.
I was tempted to do that, but I thought to hold my tongue.
All right, so Adrian, during the band apocalypse, you're the first one to get banned.
That's fine.
Just so I'm just kidding. Anyways, I wanted
to
say
my own server. Whackjack
and hookers, fuck, dude. Dion Timmer on Twitter was like, said something about three new collabs with Excision.
God damn, really?
Apparently.
Isn't Dion Timmer very like new to the scene?
Not really.
He's been making music as long as Josh has been making music.
Which is like 2012.
It's like 6 years, 7 years.
Okay.
I think he's actually the same age as Josh too.
He's like 19, right?
Yeah, because when he first started making music and coming out, he was 14 years old, and he was already making music like on Rotund Records with Excision and stuff.
That's because Excision found him, right?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I honestly think that Dion's like his nephew or his like long lost son or something, because I don't know, dude. He like treats that kid like he's his son.
Treats them like royalty, bro.
I literally don't know that side of music because I've literally never listened to it more than just one or two tracks.
I get it. Well, I mean, you'd probably actually like some of Dion's music. He doesn't always make super heavy.
I know Dion Timer because he went on Monster Cat for a while, but...
Yeah, he still is, still does.
He still does stuff with Monster Cat.
Because the Neon Double EP was Monster Cat, wasn't it?
I don't know.
For some artists, Monster Cat is more of a, like, it's a fucking boat. It's literally never gonna fucking drown because on how good they actually managed to pull their community together. But
yeah,
and we can see that from like the split between
and good for them. I know in the past we've talked shit on them a lot.
I mean,
you know, said. It's, but I mean,
they also are like starting to make like and release music that makes less and less sense in like originality.
They've been doing a lot of good shit, in my opinion, lately.
Like, I know, but still, I mean, if you've been following Viant or artists like him, he's been basically kicked out because of how experimental his music is, like on a very fucking deep level. And I've been losing like the side with Viant specifically because on how his music just became the way it is now, and I really don't like that side. And I'm pretty sure he's very happy with it, and I very much respect that, but I just can't seem to actually hold on to it. So yeah, but that's music I literally don't like because of how I'm very much more into melodic stuff, and the rest just not appealing to me. Like having basses for 2 minutes is just not me.
No, I totally get it. Definitely a hit or miss thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But I guess they never miss.
Don't say it.
I was gonna make the same joke. If you didn't say it, I was.
I was in the back of my head. I was like, "Oh, Wallace is gonna, he's gonna do it."
But it was me, right. Christian.
But it was me, Dio.
It was me, Mario. Anyways, anything else to talk about music-wise, guys?
No, not really.
All right, I want to say one last thing real fast, and this kind of goes back to what's going on with Tripulse, but it's more to do with music. I was wondering if you guys were interested in doing maybe listening parties whenever someone has music coming out, whether it's an EP or like a compilation like Canvas is, or if you have your own album coming out. Just, you know, kind of wanted to test the waters with that, see how you guys felt about having a little listening party every once in a while. Not something that we make regularly, just, you know, when the occasion arises.
I think that's a good idea.
That could be cool.
I think we could also like put this out to people, making other people discover things. But
yeah.
Other than just,
I think
my album,
cool.
Just listen to it. Because that's pretty much obnoxious for me, but yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
all right.
Yeah, sure.
I'll put that down. I'll probably make a post on the forum about it, and there'll probably be some kind of submission form on Google Docs that you guys can send, and that way I can get it together for listening parties every once in a while. I see a lot of people doing thinking faces in chat. Yeah. Let's move on to game. First of all, anybody want to talk about any particular game they've been playing recently or anything like that?
I mean, a lot of Final Fantasy 14.
There's been a lot of that in this server.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've been playing so much Final Fantasy 14, because anyone that knows me knows that I really just... like, I'm not that interested in MMOs. Like, yeah, I play Guild Wars and shit.
Yeah, but it's like, the grind. There's so much grinding.
I know, but what I'm saying is that like MMOs aren't my game. Normally.
I don't like it.
That's what I was saying. It's like it's the grind that annoys you, right?
Sort of. But I've also played other grindy games, like Destiny and Warframe. So it's not quite that. What?
Skate.
And skate? Yes.
Because you do grinds.
Get yes.
It. Aha!
I appreciate that one.
I see what you did there.
I completely missed the joke, but it's fine. I don't want it to be explained.
It's alright. It's alright.
Anyways, no, it's more so like just the MMO style. Like, I like first person shooters, or like, I like being able to like Dark Souls kind of games, like RPG kind of games.
I've been playing a bit of Call of Duty Remastered, talking a first person shooter, because that came out like for free on PlayStation Plus. So I've been like going, having a throwback.
Call of Duty has always been.
Have you guys seen fucking Microsoft want that? Well, yeah, Microsoft wants to release PC versions of all the Halo games.
And it's not just that
they've been working.
If it happens, I'll be fucking. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I know. I'm so excited.
Haven't they come out?
Holy shit!
I'm pretty sure they said they were thinking of bringing the Xbox Games Pass to like as many different platforms as they can.
Yeah,
yeah. There's been talk about that.
They actually want to,
because it's one of those things where the Xbox One, to be honest, flops pretty much, and the fact that there's not much for it.
They compared really, to everything really else. Dropped the bar on their exclusives after the first year. Like, we're only just now getting some of the announced games that were, you know, supposed to be on release or on launch.
Now, I think the juicy story with them is a exclusive that got dropped from that was going to be an Xbox One. There's been hints that it might be going from an exclusive on the Xbox One to now being picked back up by Nintendo for the Switch.
I don't really know, because you're talking about Scalebound, and
it's one of those things where it'll be. I'm not sure if it's actually going to happen.
I don't,
because obviously you have that. But if it does happen, it's one of those things where you go, is this Nintendo finally branching out from their usual? Because I've done it more often with the Switch anyway. Because you know where they're very. If it's on the Nintendo hardware, it's going to be a Nintendo game.
Now here's my thing.
They have been branching out a bit more, which I'm happy.
Yeah, Nintendo has absolutely branched out. Majorly when it comes to the Switch. The Switch is an unmitigated success on pretty much all four fronts. The only problem that it had was that left Joy-Con issue with some of the first released consoles. The reason I don't think Scalebound is coming to Switch is because it's mainly just a rumor, because Platinum Games was making Scalebound, and Platinum Games has gotten real, real friendly with Nintendo. What I think a general consensus is that Nintendo's going to be trying to bring back Project Hammer, which we know pretty much nothing about. It was just a name years and years ago. So
I don't know anything about console.
I don't know if anything is going to come out from that Scalebound game. But going back to what Babs was saying about Halo coming to PC. Apparently, Master Chief Collection is like right around the corner. It's supposed to come out before Q3 this year or something like that. So it's a summertime game.
Yeah, and that's gonna be my fucking go-to. I don't know how much fucking grind I had on Combat Evolved, like the only one on PC, the very first one. The amount of fucking multiplayer I've played on that shit. Holy!
I'm excited. I'm excited to go back to playing Halo 3. And also ODST. I would love
back before 343 messed everything up. Because I remember playing Halo 3 and Halo Reach.
Yeah.
And then I was really into those. I never really played ODST. I played a little bit of it. But then Halo 4 came out. And then you just go, oh. It wasn't a bad game, by any stretch of the imagination. But when you compare it to what Halo was, the original trilogy and Reach was, you just go, this is a bit of a letdown.
I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to digress for a sec. Just saying, there's a fucking massive storm outside, and I'm very not confident that it's not going to knock down some fucking tree on the house. It's pretty massive.
Sounds
don't
like
worry.
Fun.
Don't worry. If it does, then you have a treehouse.
Okay. But yeah, okay. That's right. me digressing. But yeah, well, I was very excited for Halo because since I'm literally a fucking console here for very, very few reasons, I've never played the Halo, but I've loved the first one and I just want to play every one of them, just the campaign. I don't care about the multiplayer mostly, but just the campaign of it is just everything I want to play because I want to know what happens after Combat Evolved. And you're never... Just no one just fucking spoiled me, okay?
I'm gonna kill you. Oh my god, dude. You're gonna experience Halo 3 for the first time.
Yes, dude.
Oh my god.
I'm very excited.
Incredible, dude. I can't wait for you to play fucking Master Chief Collection.
I really want to.
Halo, I know the fucking
campaign of the first one by heart. Oh, that's how much I've played it. But yeah.
Ashlyn says that she's been playing Metro Exodus, and that's it.
Yeah, I've been playing Overwatch. I think everyone here knows, but that's pretty much it.
Anybody else have any games that they've been playing recently?
I have been playing copious amounts of Rocket League.
Yeah,
Rocket League.
Oh, hey, I'm playing that right now.
Nice.
Walls' go-to game when he doesn't have anything else to do.
No, that is pretty much me, to be honest.
I needed something to look at while during the podcast because I didn't want to just stare at my browser like the whole time. And I didn't feel like playing Final Fantasy 14. So I was like, you know what? We'll just open up good old Rocket League, even though I have a lot of gripes now with it. Fine though.
Yeah,
oh yeah, you know what? I do want to talk about Destiny because they just. Fucking my internet is going to shit apparently.
Yeah, it did.
Yikes.
This is why Kit wanted to record on the side.
No, sir, I do not like this. Anyways, I don't know if you guys can still hear me, but because I'm recording on my end, it's fine. I'm going to talk. Destiny 2, they just released their second season. For this year, Season of the Drifter. And things are looking promising. I haven't played much because I got tired of my main character, my hunter. So I made a new one because I wanted to play as a male character and my character was female and fucking fashion and all that shit. I care way too much about fashion in video games, but anyways.
No, honestly, I'm the opposite. I'm pure stats. I could look as disjointed as anything. I could have just entire battle armor. But if that pink fluffy shield is 1 point stronger, I am taking the pink fluffy shield.
Listen, no, fashion greater than function, in my opinion. Anyways, they released their new season.
I haven't played it yet, but it's looking
promising. There was a lot of feedback from Season of the Forge that because all that content was locked behind a level or level cap or not. Well, it wasn't locked behind a level cap, but as Babs remembered, we went in at a lower level than what we needed to. And we couldn't even damage the enemies.
Yeah.
Like our bullets were doing nothing, like absolutely nothing.
Nasty. Yeah, I mean,
so basically and it was really hard for like anybody because the level cap went up to like 650. From 600, and the start of the forges was a little bit higher than 600. So basically, everybody was struggling with forges, and nobody could play the content right away, which was very annoying.
Yes.
So what Bungie did was they were like, all right, we're just going to allow people to catch up on this content. I mean, it's a PvE VP mode, so it's not like your level matters, but... They have like level boost bounties so that you can quickly level up your character and play the new content right away.
Wait, you know what? Well,
very interesting to see.
I actually reached 610 and never played the Forge.
I completed two of the three forges.
I did none of them.
I got burnt out. and stopped playing. Well, I went to Warframe. Then I think I came back to Destiny. And then I started playing Final Fantasy. And I just haven't played Destiny except for on server maintenance days. Because I'm so addicted to Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, I can't make sense.
It's not okay. It's absolutely not okay.
I don't know. A friend of mine told me about Skyrim like 2 weeks ago, and I played around 50 hours of it. And
wait! You're telling me that you haven't played fucking Halo 3 through whatever it is at now? And you haven't played Skyrim yet?
No. Oh, wait. Okay. For my defense,
you said your friend just told you about Skyrim.
Yes, because it's in you can look at it. It's in my inventory. It was I had Skyrim for a very long time. I had 7 hours.
Oh, you just never got around to playing it. But,
I started it, but I literally got fucking bored about it. I don't know why. It just bored me to death, and I never passed the first city.
I totally understand. There's so many games that I've started, and I was just like, I don't really enjoy it right away. But then I'll come back to it
months or maybe even
years later, and it'll be so fucking fun. I totally understand that.
This friend just taught me how to fucking bother that game. Like, I mean, Skyrim Special Edition, because they offered it to everyone that bought it, like, previous, I think, a certain, like, update. So they gave Skyrim... I don't know how it works exactly. I just know it was in my inventory, and I've been told that it was a lot of bug fixing, and I had just massive bug in my old version, so I just decided to start over. And from the very beginning, because I was
probably... No, but the bugs are the fun part.
Pretty much fucking lost. So I just... It took me literally 3 days to make it work, because the first bug I encounter is the starting scene when the fucking carriers are going mad and just fucking bugging into walls and shit, and you can never pass that fucking scene.
You're finally awake.
But
got caught in an Imperial ambush.
Oh my god, why is that a meme? Why is that becoming a meme again? I fucking hate it. Every goddamn time. You know what? No, Reddit got me real fucking good the other day. And there was a fucking... I thought it was going to be a porn gif. And of course, my homie ass was
Wait,
what were you looking at?
I was actually scrolling through front page. And because I have Not Safe for Work turned off, anything shows up on my front page as long as it's high enough voting. So I was scrolling through and I saw it and I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And then it just fucking fades to black.
Yes.
And goddamn Skyrim shows up. I felt so played. Like,
Adrian actively searching for porn on Reddit gets debated by Skyrim.
Was not. First of all, there are better places than Reddit to look for porn. Second of all, I wasn't looking for porn.
We all know the best place to look is a Tripulse Discord server. That's the best place to go.
We don't need those people here.
This is not factual, sir.
Okay,
I'm a respectful establishment here.
We have a fucking Templar in our Discord. Do you think he will fucking allow it?
A fucking Templar.
We have a Templar here. What do you mean? Like, he's never gonna allow it.
Nikto will not allow it.
He's not gonna allow it. That's just not how it
goes. Nah, I kid.
He's a wee man Templar. Kid. Like, you can't have much. So much holiness in one fucking person. It's just not happening.
Ashlyn, you can post that one, yeah, because it's perfectly safe for work.
Just not in text for voice, so I don't... Wait, I need to disable...
Post it in text for voice.
Yeah, no, just because if it plays automatically, I'm just gonna fuck up my mobile data. Where do I automatically play GIF? Okay, cool. It's okay.
Anyways.
It's okay.
She's apparently not going to post it because it's an MP4. Anyways, I guess since we've got all that out of our systems now, I haven't really been playing anything. I've been playing Breath of the Wild again.
Love it, good choice.
Of course. But anyways, I want to talk about
Adrian.
Something. Yeah.
You have Smash?
I do, but I don't. I ordered it.
You ordered it? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know. Because
yeah, I would love.
I want to play Smash with you, but leave Sellout so he gets really mad.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. That's just meme.
Honestly, one of the things I'm looking forward to the most for Lost Lands meetup is fucking playing Smash with you guys.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
So fucking cool.
You're bringing your Switch, right?
I'm bringing my Switch, and then I'm assuming that Cell's gonna bring his. And
I'm bringing
if Waffle
mine.
Comes, he's going to bring his, too.
I thought Waffle wasn't coming.
I don't know. He's like, in between. Like, he's thinking about it, but maybe not. But maybe he is. I don't know yet.
I think Waffle should make up his goddamn mind.
Don't you need a lot of money to actually go to Lost Land? Or is it, like, cheap enough?
Well, okay. So, I'm paying for our house that we'll be staying in. So, that's a huge expense that none of them have to pay for.
Oh,
otherwise, travel. I mean, for some people, it's going to be expensive. Josh, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but Josh is making hundreds of fucking $1,000 working at the restaurants, right? I mean,
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he's very happy working at the restaurant right now.
Okay,
especially not right now.
But that makes sense. Yeah.
I used to be able to make money out of fucking. I need to find a new work. There's just no way I can keep this up. The work I have now is not paying enough.
It's not going to be too terribly expensive for me because of the layaway plan, and also I think my parents are going to help me out with a plane ticket to and from. So I basically just kind of need to like find the dates that I want to arrive on and then leave. And yeah, I just kind of need to make sure that I plan everything right because I also need to save dates for a potential wedding. Well, not even a potential wedding, an actual wedding that's going to happen in December.
I was gonna say, have they not proposed yet? Like this sounds kind of shady.
It's actually happening, and I'm actually planning on going. I don't know why I said potential wedding.
When and where is Lost Land again?
It's in Ohio.
But where?
Legend Valley.
And when?
In the United States. It is September.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Ben.
Okay.
But on the other hand, what's the chances of us ever going overseas for a festival as well?
Like, zero?
Could you imagine us going all the way over to Europe for like Tomorrowland or some shit?
I'll accept it on my house. I live literally like 2 hours away from the venue, but yeah. I mean,
oh wow, nice. Oh yeah, it's in
fucking Belgium.
Never thought about that. Yeah, I never thought about that.
It's very close to home, and I've been to Tomorrowland though, but I'll never do it again. Okay, I'm just gonna be honest, completely honest. I very don't like crowd. I don't like crowd.
I understand
that.
I just
don't like it.
Okay. Now that we've got sidetracked like that, I want to move on to tonight's kind of topic inside of gaming, and that's disappointment within games.
I have a lot to say about this.
I'm gonna shotgun a few things that I've seen kind of both online and from our community itself. First of all, Fallout 76 cannot seem just
that game is
mind blowing how fucking ridiculously bad they have screwed this up. Because I have not talked about Fallout 76 since the tripod before Tripalooza. So that's this is the fourth fucking tripod that I've talked about 76. They're getting their fucking money's worth in advertisement for me. I don't understand how they keep doing it, but recently they fucking banned a guy. They banned a guy who had 900 fucking hours. One of the only fucking people who enjoyed their game. They're like, no, you're cheating. Boom. Bye. And Like, no, come it's on, not, guys.
It's just fucking incredible.
The thing is, though, it's not just Fallout 76 that did that. Like, EA and BioWare recently banned a streamer from Anthem. Speaking of deployments, Anthem.
They banned Glad, bro.
They banned someone for just playing the game. And like, not even that, he was running a route to collect loot. And they went, nah, I can't do that. Why not? He's in the game. Nah, I can't do that. Like, he wasn't changing anything. He was just going, from this location to this location to this location to this location. Just, catch up with all the loot chests.
I might be thinking of a different guy. Anyways, we could talk about Anthem here in a second. I want a shotgun.
Okay.
Seeing and talking about. Anthem was actually the next one on the list. Having the same growing pains that a lot of other games seem to be having in the same kind of genre. It's just kind of boring. There's not a whole lot, and yet
I've played Anthem. I played Anthem. I got it with a mate I played it with him. And we're both like really opposite sides of the spectrum, because he's treating it like this, like this, the next coming of Christ. So it's like it's a great game. Like, everything's this. Like, yeah, there's a few problems, but it's always getting fixed. I'm just like, and it's like, yeah, they're gonna patch it tomorrow or they're patching it next week. And then then you look at it, and it's just constantly like, every time I've been talking about something, it's always, oh, it's getting patched at this point. There's no, it's never just fixed.
Yeah. Okay,
especially
so
with the look that they've had points.
About
see, I told
that.
You I have something to talk about.
On topic about that, I think developers have stopped looking for fixes and more like, okay, I have an example. Okay, so Apex developers just tweeted it that they don't care about your FPS in game and your like how optimized the game is. They just care about how it looks, because the looks gonna bring more people than how well is gonna run. The game is gonna run, and he said, just like that. It's just someone tweeted him, "Hey, it would be nice to have like 240 FPS in game or 144 at least, for like higher competitive players." And the developer just said, like straight up on Twitter, like he has no shame about it. He's just saying, "We don't look into that. We look at on optimization, like maybe in the future." And it's a maybe. He said maybe. So they only focused on how it looked.
People are also putting a lot of pressure on that game. First of all, to, I guess, be like the game that kills Fortnite, which is every other fucking game.
I don't care.
And, of course, they're also like expecting some kind of battle pass thing to come from them. And right now, Apex is getting a soft pass from me because it is a new game. I understand that optimization kind of falls behind, especially when you're working on being able to put the game not only on PC but on multiple consoles. It takes a bit of work.
I totally get that. It's pretty good work. I mean, not gonna lie, I hate battle royales, but I played Apex for 28 hours.
Good lord.
It's actually a good game. It's actually a good game. I'm not gonna play it anymore again.
I agree with that. Like,
it's a good game. It's an actual good game. Like, it's probably the only game I played that just
I mean, it
like
was
it.
Supposed to be Titanfall. It's just it's just gutted Titanfall right now.
Do you know what I think it shows as well, especially when it comes to EA publishing the game? Is that if they want something to do well, they don't advertise it. Don't say, here's this new game. Because as soon as they just decide, hey, look, let's just release a game like with nothing leading up to it. It was just, here's the new game. All of a sudden, people like that. Like, they avoid all the controversy going, it's EA, it's that.
But I have, there's a but on this. It's also a fucking, it's a massive like bet they're doing. That like they're betting on people to actually talk about that game for it to be good. But more than that, like usually when Fortnite came out, they were not advertising it as much either, but the fact that streamer picked it up and literally every kid on the block started playing it as well, it just
what got Fortnite was the Battle Royale. It's because it started out just, you know, following the trend of Battle Royales.
Yes, 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 but the fact is that
my hypothesis for the reason it got so big was the fact that the Battle Royale mode, which was, you know, what was the trend at the time, they put that out for free in, like, a well-built game. And because the only other bigger, thing at the point was PUBG, which was paid, but also not quite as stable, all of a sudden you've got, like, a stronger title with no different mechanics that you don't have to pay for to get what you actually want. So you have all the mechanics with none of the cost. And that means that more people were able just to pick it up.
I think it's also because Fortnite was very, like, not user-friendly, but viewer-friendly. Like, streamers that streamed it just made everyone wants to play it. Like, when you see people like Ninja playing it.
It was an easy-to-run game when it first came out. I'm pretty sure it's still not terribly hard to run.
No, it's pretty easy. Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely a stream easy game.
Yeah.
I want to move on from these topics real fast because I'm trying to shotgun these games. So first of all, Jump Force came out. Apparently it's super buggy and shoddy outside of everything except for the combat and just kind of bare bones everywhere else. Nick and I have played it a little bit. I haven't played it with Nick, but we both separately played the game. And it's definitely fun to fight people, but everything else about it's just, it feels super rushed. And chances are when the next game comes out, because I don't believe Shonen will just let this one die, when the next one comes out, it's going to be super good. It's going to have everything everybody dreamed of having this game having. Travis Strikes Back apparently didn't do very well. It's a Nintendo Switch game. A lot of people were expecting it. Be pretty good because it's from the Heroes Never Die, or I don't remember what the title of the games are, but it's from that series, and those were very well received games when they came out. Didn't really hear much else about it, which I guess goes to show that it kind of flops. And then finally, I'm going to talk about a game that I have been playing, Kingdom Hearts 3. Its story and cutscenes have like super poor timing. I feel like I'm playing the game for 5 minutes and then I'm in another cutscene. I'm playing the game for 5 minutes, I'm in another cutscene. Like, it, the entire game feels exactly like Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts 1 did. It just, it, everything's just cut so weird and poorly that I sometimes just feel like I'm playing an antique.
I think it's mostly because you're too good at the game. I mean, I've seen people play it.
If I'm too good at this game, everybody else should be ashamed of themselves because I am god awful at video games.
Okay. So I've seen people play this game, and I kind of see the point where you say there's like too many cutscenes and things, but I don't agree that it's very much that often, unless you actually clear the level very fast. And I've seen people not clearing very fast.
I'm clearing.
It's just actually necessary.
Okay, like, maybe I am moving through the game pretty fast. I'm clearing worlds in like an hour, maybe two.
Yeah, okay, that's where you actually are. Like, I think a friend of mine played it, and she streamed it for like maybe 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm talking 3 full days, not like she wasn't streaming it like full on 24/7, but
She streamed it
for like a few streams, and she usually like do 4 or 5 hours of streams, and she took around like maybe 40 to 50 hours to actually clear it, and I was watching that, and it was painful because on how easy this game is fucking looking, and it's definitely not meant for
the game
people
is definitely that easy. I mean, like Drew said, KH3 has a really low difficulty compared to not only to other games, but also to the other Kingdom Hearts games. They give you so many chances to use these special amusement park moves that really help you clear out mobs super fast. So
yeah,
the game is pretty easy. But if I'm running through this game faster than other people running through this game, there's something going on because I should not be. I'm not good at video games. Like, any of them. Well, every time I pick up a new game, I struggle with it. So it's weird to think like that.
Again, I can't really say because I haven't played it, but seeing other people play the game, to me, it looks like it's very not much oriented for people that are 12 years old and above, because
the
way you think,
like I said,
it's just too easy.
Yeah,
like the whole
yeah. I mean, well, it's like I said, I feel like I'm playing an antique from the PlayStation 2 era, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think this is a bad game. It's just kind of slow.
No, it looked very good. It looked very good.
Yeah,
but
I want to come back to the chat real fast. Ashlyn says, "I play CS:GO, so all the disappointment is me. Can we get sponsored?" Yeah, and Drew says Tetris 99 is my jam. Tetris 99 is actually super fun, I don't understand how. Well, you have to have a Switch, I think. I don't understand how they've done this. I don't understand how they've made not only competitive Tetris, but fun competitive Tetris. It's ridiculous.
I refuse to play Tetris 99, not because I don't like Tetris, but because
it's a battle royale.
I just get in. Adrian probably knows how I feel about this, but I just get into package handler mode where everything starts to align, and I'm just like, I don't.
Yeah.
It makes me worried.
So for context, Wallace works at the post office. Or the sorting center for the post office. Well, okay, I'm trying to make it as simple for people to understand as possible. He works. He sorts boxes and mail for the post office, and so he has to do some organization with boxes and stuff. And so Tetris is just it's war flashbacks.
It's flashbacks.
Is a thing.
It's not even it's flashbacks, but also I feel like I'd be good at it, kind of.
Okay.
And
yeah.
That scares me. that scares me a lot.
I work on like small conferences given by the university, and I work for the university because they give like some like I don't know show talk show kind of thing, and we just set up like microphone and we live mix them. And usually when there's a camera or two camera and like PowerPoints, we actually
broadcasting.
But not really broadcasting. We record it and then we give like video and create like montage of it. But we had broadcasting once, but this was very fucking hard.
Create a fucking montage
and
with like fucking old dubstep song over what is a dog show.
that old fucking music video that used all fucking the shots from Terminator
fucking
shit.
Fucking FaZe Clan dog show.
No. I'm not talking that kind of montage. I'm talking about like live mixing of video, live video mixing for like television. Just say that's television. It's pretty much that easy. Just television.
I don't know, man. I think a FaZe montage would be way cooler.
So the way we actually carry our stuff in the city, because the city is very small and we can do literally everything on foot. We have like some kind of a chariot, and that's a fucking lightning, very huge. Okay. And we have some kind of a chariot, and we have to put everything in it, and it's very small, and we have a lot of shit. Like, I'm talking about like Sennheisers, receivers for hand mic, like entirely Hyphrex. Hand mics, we have to put and sort all of this shit in the fucking giant, and it's very small, and it's very hard to not like make it work. And Tetris is some shit I've been doing my whole fucking life, and this is even worse because it's massive piece of shit, and you have to carry it. But yeah, I get why fucking Wallace is scared of Tetris. I just get it.
I have a question.
I've seen it
that
before.
I want to pose. It goes back to disappointment in gaming, and it's a question that everyone can answer. And also, this is my revenge because you all kept interrupting me multiple fucking times, and I'm upset about it. Very upset.
So,
anyways,
I was saying,
do you want me to interrupt you a bit more then? That would make me happier.
I'm going to mute all of you. How about that?
Aslan says Jesus.
Jesus?
I don't know what to. Jesus.
Anyways, my question to you, back on the topic of disappointment in gaming, is there's a lot of debate on blame for the disappointment. Is it on the developer side or is it on the publisher side? And I want to know your guys' thoughts, particularly because of, if you guys remember, Bungie and Activision split, and Activision also fired a bunch of people. Activision Blizzard fired a bunch of people, and there's been a lot of kind of drama with them, and also a lot of hate for the publishers as well. Like, EA is still not quite out of the shitstorm, in my opinion. Yeah, Apex Legend was really good, but of course there's Anthem. A lot of people blaming Activision for Bungie's failures and so on and so forth. And my personal favorite to hate, Ubisoft as well. What do you guys think?
See, this is something I've actually properly looked into. And from what I've seen, it falls on... it definitely falls on the publishers, but also the head honchos of the, the developers. So obviously, the developers all work for the company. It's not the, the individuals that are actually making the game. It's everybody and all the higher-ups, which stems from the publishers, because the publishers are going, okay, yeah, we have this, but we also want to monetize everything else after it.
Yeah.
So basically, they can build a core game and have a game that works, but then the publishers will go to, the head honchos of the developers and say, hey, if we want to monetize it more, can you add in these systems? So then they'll have to take things out to put it back in as, monetized. I've been found with a bunch of games where a lot of the monetized content was just content that was going to be in originally, but then got taken out for that sole purpose. So they made the game worse and feel emptier. And the best thing I've seen, I've seen it described, is sort of like the minimum viable product as a game, where what's the least you can put forward and still get away with for charging a price, and then selling the rest back. So it happened a lot with Destiny. People sort of broke boundaries and got locations in game, in day one. And you go, what's this location? Where is it? And then, first DLC comes out, that location's there. And so you just see it and you go, if that's already, people are just going, you have more content here. We've been saying it's empty. This would have solved all the problems.
I think that's pretty much how Destiny 2 worked for a while. The base game was pretty much fucking shit. Let's be honest. I still liked it, but it was fucking shit. And then fucking Mercury came out. Mercury came out, and it was still fucking shit because it's so empty. There's literally nothing on it. The planet is small as fuck, and there's nothing on it. And then they introduced Mars. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's
they
Mars.
They introduced
Mercury.
They had Mercury, which was Curse of Osiris.
Yes, and Mars
and
is...
And then they had Mars, which was Warmind. That was the second expansion.
Okay. So Warmind wasn't bad either. It wasn't the Mercury was bad, because Mercury was very fucking garbage. Holy shit. And... I think
still, I'm gonna be honest, it's still
the DLCs weren't good in Destiny 2. It's a point where I didn't even get Forsaken because I'd given up. It was that bad.
So yeah, that's basically where you're wrong. Why Warmonds wasn't that bad? It wasn't that bad. No. When Forsaken came out, it felt like a whole new game, and I'm pretty sure it's because theoretically, Forsaken is the real fucking first extension, and the other two were just part of the game, just removed before, so they could create more money out of it. That's how it feels. That's how it very fucking feels. And I'm pretty sure that's not Bungie's like development choices. That's pretty much Activision wanted more money, and they've been doing it for like a lot of shit. And I'm also pretty sure that's why Heroes of the Storm like development stopped, because they realize it's not working as well as they would love it to be. So Blizzard just can't help but shut down a game where they're not making any money from. That's just not developers' choice. That's just the people in it's like the owning the game.
Just though, I think the whole thing of, you know, them trying to, like, publishers trying to, you know, monetize games more and more, can, like, you can see it from what happened with Anthem, because especially with the timeline and change of laws with loot boxes, you can tell, like, you can tell from how, it's been hypothesized with a fair amount of evidence that Anthem was going to be fairly different than what it was before the laws changed, and because of that, They had to take out obviously what was going to be their monetization system inside the game, and put in and change everything so it works with whatever new thing they had to add in. So did it change for the better? Yes, but does the system work? Not quite. Especially, and I found this hilarious, is the starting gun you get at the very beginning of the game actually deals more damage than the like high level like end game content guns.
Wasn't that a bug?
It was a bug, but it just goes to show how broken the game is.
Yeah,
even still this far after.
I think a streamer that I watch that usually plays Overwatch said about Anthem, and the problem that was in it is just that it's not a bad game. I think it's gonna just had some development issues, and the worst is gonna be is near the end game, where the fucking game, like, you reach the highest level.
Oh yeah, the end game is
empty. Like, it's gonna be garbage.
No, I can tell you now. I finished the campaign and all that, and the end game is abysmal. Like, even when you just finish the campaign, there's not like the what it does. It gives you this thing called the Challenge of Valor, which is pretty much go just do a bunch of these things, which is just grind and just play the game. So like, there's no kind of incentive. There's no, from what I can see, there's no real reward outside of XP. And so all it's doing is just saying, play our game more. Just for this, there's nothing else, nothing added. The highest difficulties give you no extra rewards for it.
So it's bad. So it's just bad.
The end game is just not there. There is no end game, pretty much.
Okay.
So it's just grind everything.
Something that I want to go back to that I think Christian said is when the streamer said it's a game that can be good eventually, or something along those lines. It's something that I've been hearing a lot with these kind of games in particular. But also,
I know the philosophy they're going for, but I disagree with it wholeheartedly.
Well, I just want to bring it up. It's been something that's been said a lot in games recently, and it's one of the things that's made me appreciate Nintendo more. Adrian,
yes.
I know you've been super. You want Metroid Prime 4, I think, is the game. But they. Or no. You want fucking the new. What's it called?
I want Fire Emblem!
Yeah, you want Fire Emblem. But Metroid Prime.
Their
development canceled, and they're going to rebuild it from the ground up. And I know why. Thought you wanted Metroid Prime is because the last podcast, that was a fucking meme. Anyway,
no, I saw that news break, and it pretty much I just praying to Nintendo, just because that's what you want a company to do, where they just go, this game we're making isn't that good and isn't what we want. Make it good before we release it.
My thing is that that's kind of what's been driving my purchasing decisions as of late, sort of, is this game, am I buying a complete game, or is this game going to just be one of those type of games that's going to be good eventually. Because I don't want I don't want a game that's going to be good eventually. I want it to be good now. And that's why I like Nintendo, because they make good games from the start. That's why I didn't buy fucking Anthem, because I was looking at it and I was just like, this is EA and it's destined to fail. I know it's probably not fair to judge a game based off the publisher, but
you're pretty accurate.
These publishers have their reputation, for a reason, and I'm not going to just give a publisher slack just because they've been doing good recently. I want a good track record.
What I will say about Anthem, though, is because
for a while.
One thing Anthem does do well, though, like it's that thing. It does two things well. One is the flight system, because that's just feels great. The second thing it's good at is doing everything else very poorly.
Yeah. Anthem, I've said before, looks bland and uninspired. It's a really bad Destiny clone, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and
the world's boring as well. Everything is the same. There's like three landmarks in the entire world.
I'm never going to play Anthem, and that's all I'm going to say about it. But I just am kind of wondering when people are going to stop playing games that are eventually going to be good and start playing games that are actually good.
I'm looking at it.
I think it's becoming a thing. I think it's becoming a thing now where people are getting a lot smarter about their purchasing decisions. Especially
about
with
there.
Fallout 76. But I
can't believe I have talked about that 4 straight Frypods in a row. I cannot believe they have had such a dumpster fire, but I've actually found reason to talk about them over and over again.
It's actually amazing. Like, leaking people's personal information, fucking nylon bags. They fucking included the developer's room in the full game, and people got access to it and started selling weapons for real life money in game.
Oh, I saw that they duplicated everything.
I can't actually believe that shit.
All right. We gotta get off the topic because Grandpa's gotta come to an end real soon. I want to actually go ahead and talk about a game that kind of sparked my interest when you're saying you're looking at complete games and, you know, versus expansions and stuff like that. And I want to talk about a game that's kind of an enigma to this. And I've got to say that Civilization does this very weird thing where they release a game and you absolutely know there's going to be 2 expansions that come out later on, and they'll come out years later. but they release a game and it's a good fucking game when it hits. And it's not like, oh, there's missing shit, and you're you know, it's not as good as it could be. It's generally a very good game when it launches, and every time a fucking expansion comes out for that game, it's basically like buying the game over again because they're so expensive. But man, does it add so much to the game?
I just want to,
and that's
it.
One of the only series that's how
That's how DLC should work. If you want to like plan to say,
well, my problem is, I don't like paying fucking $60 to $80 for the base game and some DLC that they'll have come out with it, and then paying another $40 for the first expansion and another $40 for the next expansion.
Yes, I'm so waiting.
I want our players to have a sense of pride and accomplishment, Adrian.
I take pride in the accomplishment of making my money. I mean, I guess they got me there. Anyways, I also want to talk about the developer and publisher question real fast. And I will say this. I think a lot of the fault falls on the publishers for not realizing when a game is not ready to release and trying so desperately hard to stick to deadlines and make it to market. I think that is horrible business practice to release things that are so broken. I understand if you want to cut things out and add them to the game later, you know, either whether it's to make those parts of the game better or to make more money from it, it doesn't matter. If the game is not good by itself, you shouldn't be doing this. That's my opinion on this, and that's all I really have to say about it. I don't want to get into it any more than that.
So basically, make a good game.
Yeah, and developers, please stop overpromising. If you want to do something you need to do it right. Don't promise us things.
Just
tell us, hey, we want to make this game. This is what it looks like so far. We'll see you later. That's all you have to do. That's what, God damn it, I hate it every time I bring these guys up. That's what CD Projekt Red does. They release teasers. They're like, yeah, this is a game. We're working on it. It's about these things. That's all you need to know. That's all they've ever done when advertising the game. And it fucking works. Let's just... And I'm going to leave it at that.
CD Projekt Red are one of the golden boys of the gaming industry right now.
They have their own problems. I will say they have their own problems. But yes, goddamn, they don't make good games.
I am not into The Witcher 3 and probably never will be. But, I mean, they make a full-ass game and then they release an expansion that is basically another full-ass game. And that's good. That's very, very good.
Okay, that is it for Tripod. I'm going to cut it right there. Last thing. Still,
Can I say it? Squirtle is the best starter. Just fuck you, Turtle.
I'm monkey.
Basically, yeah. Just Squirtle is the best.
Yeah, basically.
Squirtle's not the best starter, but I'm not gonna get into that right now. I am not gonna get into that
right
now.
You're right. Treecko is the best starter.
Treecko is very high up there, I'm gonna be honest with you. But
we all know Chimchar's the best.
No. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for showing a Tripod. Zell couldn't make it. He was gonna announce that Dungeons & Dragons is coming to Tripulse very soon. We've got several full ass games planned. I've got my own campaign that I'm writing. Cell and I want to co-campaign assault the wounds campaign. I think it'll be pretty cool. Danny is looking at his own thing. We're kind of experimenting with his ideas right now, so may not be coming soon. But
so basically, if you're interested in Dungus Twungus, join Tripulse.
Yeah, and that channel will be coming to the regular text channels very soon. We just got to get it moved over. And thank you for coming out to Tripod. And we'll see you next month.
Bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.